Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Thank You from the Burn Zone.
From the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. He said in reply, I will not. But afterward changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order, and he said in reply, Yes, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two is his father's will? They answered, The first. And Jesus said to them, Amen. I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you, the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him. Gospel of the Lord. What did the first son have that the second son lacked? Well, one say that he just had a sense of generosity. And during this time, I read Death Comes to the Archbishop by Willa Cather, story of missionaries in the Southwest with lives just turned topsy-turvy every way because of the situation there with the native peoples and the difficulties with the land and the lack of water and all. It's really a hard kind of time. And so I highly recommend the book for any sort of retreat that you might have. When you actually run a retreat house, you don't think too often about yourself going away for a retreat. You just try and spend good time there. Oh, you're more convinced than ever that you need a retreat, but you do give some time to it. But I'm normally happy to stay in this beautiful setting by the Mackenzie River. The surrounding forest where St. Benedict Lodge is located is simply gorgeous. But this year, the Lord had something different for me in mind. Just after midnight on Sunday, September 6th, really the beginning of the day on Monday the 7th, the emergency call came through, evacuate immediately. There's a forest fire. Head to the east, over the mountains, on Highway 126. And so we said, what should we do? Brother Lupe, who is younger and more vigorous than Father David or I, said, well, he'd stay, and when worse came to worse, he'd let the dogs go and simply go down the river past the fire. Maybe he'd grab one of the little boats there to do it. I don't know. And he probably could do it. He's ex-Army and has a great variety of talents and skills. So Father David and I each got out a travel bag quickly and threw in what we thought we'd need and set out in the car. Parking lot was cluttered with debris. We had 80-mile-an-hour winds, branches everywhere. And as we got out on the North Bank Road, the spur that leads to the retreat house, there was 5-inch confusion of pine needles and branches and all over the road. A few trees had even been pushed aside that would have blocked us when they were done by our neighbors who went out ahead of us. When we arrived at the main highway, we found a line of cars heading to the east and moving along quite nicely. The occasional mobile home and camper finding it going a bit difficult, but mostly everyone moving along at 50 miles an hour, and that went very smoothly all over the way, all over the highway, and over the mountains. After an hour or so, we were clear of the mountains, but I had no idea where the refugee areas were, fairgrounds and things like that, and so we saw no signs in the darkness and drove on to Bend and stopped at the first large motel we found. Glad to be safe and clear, over the next few days, we tried to hear news of the area. A number of our regular members, Sunday Mass goers and close friends, had lost their houses, burned down, but so far the lodge itself was safe, we heard. The fire was west of the lodge, and the wind was blowing from along from out of the east towards the city of Eugene, so away from us. And in the next few days, we settled down to the life of fire refugees. and scour the news for word of the safety of Brother Lupe and our neighbors. After the fire, we phoned a local parish about 5 days later, and in Bend, and the two priests, Father Joseph and Father Stephen, invited us over to stay with them at St. Francis Parish in the old church. We could not enter the church due to the virus protocol, but we wore our masks and were safe and settled in and even could offer mass in the rectory chapel. After a few days, we did get more news to friends and properties and settle down just a bit. It was then that I realized that this year I am making a most proper retreat. What with the virus and social distancing, I'm separated from my usual friends and acquaintances. And now with the fire, I've really been pushed into seclusion without the usual distractions or pressing obligations. I've been blessed, if one can say such a thing, with a real open space and a most intense focus on the attentions on other people and the people I serve, especially. They're really dear, dear people. And the many blessings and comfort that I enjoy in a normal course of events, how easily all these things can fade away and even people's lives are at risk. I think we lost about 10 or 12 people, they tell me, in this forest fire. It's too early to know the outcome of this enforced and probably much needed retreat in my life, but one thing is clear, the importance of a deep sense of thankfulness for all the ordinary events and people who bless my life, and how important good health is. Then on another level completely, how good it is to have some really fine people as superiors in our Dominican order, and then beyond that, to have Pope Francis blessing us with his wisdom and joyful heart. I'm reminded that my life that I've had the greatest sense of blessing and have generated a sort of complete sense of gratitude for all the things that are ordinary. In spite of the pandemic and now the fires, I can only just begin to appreciate the wonder and beauty of God's creation, the joyful friendships of my brothers and sisters, the wonder and astonishment I feel over the genius and certainly the wonder of my brothers and sisters in all walks of life. And they've stepped forward during this time, helping us unload trucks here. I'm back at the retreat house, and we unloaded supplies yesterday from the Knights of Columbus, and all kinds of people from the area came forth and helped us. The contrast of these difficult times only makes me see more clearly the blessings and beauty of ordinary moments and ordinary people. Oh God, you've blessed us with the gifts and beauty of life, with love and friendship, with comfort and even forgiveness for when we've lost our way. Raise up your spirit within us and fill us with thankfulness as we return to all things ordinary and particularly beautiful. Help us to find new ways of serving and cherishing one another through present difficulties, and lead us into that joy which we so often derive from your ordinary blessings and wonderful presence in all of creation. Fill our hearts with vision and thankfulness as we trace the paths of recovery, and allow us to take from these challenging times the renewed sense of thankfulness and praise for all your blessings that lead us up to ultimate and wonderful union with you. May the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forever.